Acts chapter 10, verses 10 through 12. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Have you been born again? Have you believed upon his name? Once you open the door of truth, nothing will ever be the same. Imagine such a verse as 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Are you ready for eternal newness? Will today be the day all your sin, shame, and bondage are washed away? Make your commitment now. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the invisible kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. God said, John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God said, 1 John chapter 2, 22 and 23, Who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. God said, Mark 16, 15 and 16, And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Man said, according to Charles Darwin, I can indeed hardly see how anyone ought to wish Christianity to be true. For if so, the plain language of the text seems to show that men who do not believe will be everlastingly punished. And this is a damnable doctrine. Now the record. An atheist foundation runs an advertisement quoting Charles Darwin. Again, the quote reads, I can indeed hardly see how anyone ought to wish Christianity to be true, for if so, the plain language of the text seems to show that the men who do not believe will be everlastingly punished. And this is a damnable doctrine. End of quote. Darwin's carnal sensibilities were shocked by the absolute intolerance of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Mr. Darwin is partly right in his assessment of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. This God said, man said feature will address the intolerant God and the wisdom why. The Australian shock jock challenged God said, man said on the air, Do you have tolerance? It's a common supposition that God is a tolerant God. This tolerance doctrine has infiltrated churches and their congregations globally. The answer to the radio host was simple, John 14, 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Does that sound tolerant? There is no other name under heaven by which men can be saved than by the name of Jesus Christ. Again, Acts 4, 10 through 12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Does that sound tolerant? Mark 16:15-16, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Does that sound tolerant? John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Tolerant? John 10:1, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Not very tolerant. The name of Jesus Christ in Revelation 19:13 is the Word of God. John 1:1 reads, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is a person. We are strictly commanded not to add or subtract from His Word. Deuteronomy 4:2, Ye shall not add unto the Word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Revelation 22:18-19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet, and every word in between. Over 129 million different book titles are digitally cataloged, and every single one must bow in obeisance to the Holy Bible. Every one! How tolerant does this sound? The plain reading of the Scriptures declare the world and its universe to be just over 6,000 years old, regardless of what its detractors say. There was a global flood that destroyed all that had the breath of life in its nostrils, with the exception of those in Noah's Ark. 8 people survived, possibly billions destroyed in the flood. Jesus said, As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at his returning. During the 7-year great tribulation that culminates at the Battle of Armageddon, the vast majority of the earth's population will be destroyed by the devastating hand of God's judgment. Isaiah 24:5-6. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Those who fight against Jesus Christ at the Battle of Armageddon will be destroyed by the plague of God, every single one. Zechariah 14:12, And this shall be the plague, wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Does that sound like tolerance? At the great white throne judgment, all of earth's population from the beginning of time shall stand before the God of all, every single one. Revelation 20:11-15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God has zero tolerance. God is the truth, and truth has zero tolerance. Truth knows no opinion and has zero tolerance for anything contrary to its position. 2+2=4, and 3.999 just won't do. Zero tolerance is the very nature of God's absolute truth, and this truth sanctifies its adherents. John 17:17, Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God does not offer tolerance because tolerance is like the little leaven that leavens the whole lump, and tolerance will not deliver. God offers his children forgiveness and spiritual transformation, not tolerance. What does the God of zero tolerance produce? The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Which Religion? All thoughts, especially religious thoughts, bear fruit. You should take time to consider the fruits borne by all other religions. I will focus on the fruits of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. The followers of Christ have marched forth in his name, armed with commandments of love, and have turned the world upside down. Organizations working in the name of God's precious Son Jesus have fed more hungry, housed and clothed more poor, ministered to more sick, visited more prisoners, and educated more illiterate than all the world's other organizations combined. In his name, more broken hearts have been mended, more broken homes restored, more hope given to the hopeless, more widows and orphans cared for than by any other. In his name, untold multitudes of alcoholics and drug addicts have been delivered and restored to their households. Prostitutes have been redeemed and wayward children restored to their families. In Jesus' name, more hospitals have been commissioned, more colleges and universities established, more missionaries funded and dispatched, and more charitable organizations chartered than by any other name. Many years ago, an anonymous writer clearly summed up this matter in this following statement. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. Until he was 30, he worked in a carpenter's shop, and then for 3 years he was an itinerant preacher. He wrote no books. He held no office. He never owned a home. He was never in a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place he was born. He never did any of these things that usually accompany greatness. The authorities condemned his teachings. His friends deserted him. One betrayed him to his enemies for a paltry sum. One denied him. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed on a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property he owned on earth, his coat. When he was dead, he was taken down and laid in a borrowed grave. 19 centuries have come and gone, yet today he is the crowning glory of the human race, the adored leader of hundreds of millions of the earth's inhabitants, all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that were ever built, all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the rulers that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth so profoundly as that one solitary life. End of quote. True religion will be according to truth, and by definition, God's word is truth. The commandment to prove all things is the standard of Jesus Christ, who is the head of true religion, and of course, by their fruits you will know them. All believers in Christ must prove all things and oppose all doctrinal instruction which contradicts truth. That, by definition, is the word of God. Our responsibility in Christ is to examine ourselves, to see whether we be in the faith, 2 Corinthians 13:5. As far as the other religions are concerned, let them prove themselves. The burden of proof is theirs. A final note to Christians. In order to think and speak the same thing, we must begin by reading the same thing, the same textbook. If you are not reading the Authorized King James Bible, please click on the Which Bible on this website. May the face of God shine upon you in your continuous search for the truth of God, the God of zero tolerance. End of quotes. God said, John chapter 3, 16 through 18, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. God said, 1 John chapter 2, verses 22 and 23, Who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. God said, John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God said, Mark 16, 15 and 16, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Man said, according to Charles Darwin, I can indeed hardly see how anyone ought to wish Christianity to be true. For if so, the plain language of the text seems to show that the men who do not believe will be everlastingly punished, and this is a damnable doctrine. Now you have the record.